Table of contents. 1 main review, 1.1 highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above and whether any changes are needed to the current healthcare arrangements. 1.2 highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. 1.3 comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. 1.4 highlight any issues, concerns regarding child, young person's sense of identity, social presentation, religion, language, culture, sexuality, disability, gender. 2 independent reviewing officers, IRO. Summary of discussion. 2.1 child, young person's participation in the review process. 2.2 Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? 2.3 Placement or home situation. 2.4 Social activities, sports, friendships. 2.5 education. 3 Emotional well-being, identity, self-esteem, attachments. 4 Content and family, relationships. 4.1 Legal matters. 5 Care planning. 6 Care plan. 7 Discussions, recommendations. Main review highlight any other outstanding health, developmental needs, issues not referred to above and whether any changes are needed to the current healthcare arrangements. Lee Harris has undergone a few investigations in respect of the concern relating to blood in his urine and unpleasant odor that surfaces at times. QEQM Hospital pediatrician has communicated stating that test came back normal and his urine specimen came back with mixed growth. However, they did not have enough clinical grounds to subject him to be a ward of court for an examination. I have written to all health professionals involved to request a multi-agency meeting following recommendation for Dr. Nairak to offer Lee a consultation to see if more information could be gathered from Lee. Highlight child, young person's achievements in school since last review, both academic and non-academic achievements. Lee has been doing very well in geography, history and DT. Comment on quality of the attachment between child, young person and carers. Lee appears to have a good relationship with Carol and John Thompson. Highlight any issues, concerns regarding child, young person's sense of identity, social presentation, religion, language, culture, sexuality, disability, gender. Lee still has a very small network of friends and appears to struggle with peer relationships. There is a concern that his health issue, particularly the unpleasant odor, may cause him to be a target for bullying. There are also issue in respect of Lee's relationship with his father. Independent reviewing officers, IRO, summary of discussion. Child, young person's participation in the review process. Lee did not want to meet with the IRO before his review. He stayed throughout the first part of the meeting, but issues came to light that needed adult attention and Lee was asked to leave. He is still not happy with the quality of the contact with his mother. Have the decisions reached at the last review been acted upon? Most had been implemented, but Lee has stopped going to scouts and he has not had any therapeutic input. Placement or home situation. The placement continues to meet Lee's needs. Carol writes that in the comfort of the placement in a safe environment he is fine. There are no behavior problems. She is concerned that he continues to spend a lot of time in his bedroom where she thinks he is self-harming, but Lee will not talk to her about it. Mental health advisor has been offering advice. He accompanied the family to Minehead at Butlins but did not join in any of the nightclub activities. He was involved in some prank phone calls to brother's previous carer. Social activities, sports, friendships. He has stopped attending scouts. He does go to the library where he used to meet his older brother, but his brother has been banned. Education. Lee is in year 9 at Ellington and Hearson School. A PEP was held on the 8th of June 2010 and another is arranged for the 1st of December. The school report was available and Lee would benefit from some P monies, but he has refused any offers of tuition. His attendance is excellent, but his behavior has become more problematic and has led to an exclusion. The IRO advised that the social worker should have been aware of this and invited to the reintegration meeting. Carol said that Lee was to be provided with a timeout card, but this has not materialized. Lee seems to be struggling more with the unstructured times and there have been altercations with other students. The referral for speech and language assessment has now been processed and assessor was present today and had completed a chronology. She will be offering Lee the opportunity for an assessment. Emotional well-being, identity, self-esteem, attachments. Self-harming is more unusual in males and needs to be dealt with sensitively. A professionals meeting was held on the 15th of October and an email dated the 29th of October states that Lee is now on the waiting list for a service from Oaktree. Lee continues to be worried about his family, even though he is in care. Speech and language therapist S. Chronology details various concerning themes. His behavior in school this term seems to have deteriorated too. A mental health assessment is indicated. Contact and family relationships. Lee has had a fallout with Dad and does not want to have any contact with him. He has arranged himself to see his younger half-brother, Aiden. This is possibly also because he is worried about him. He still feels that his contact with his mother is unsatisfactory. Social worker has met with mother to try to make a plan, so this will need to be tested. The ERO stressed that he should not go to his mother's home for unsupervised contact. He is in touch with oldest sister, middle brother and oldest brother and sees his nan quite regularly too. He seemed quite amused that brother would be moving to live with a homosexual male couple. Legal matters. Lee Jean-Luc Harris is subject to a care order. Care planning. Lee is quite settled in his foster placement. It would seem that Lee is self-harming and the carers will need training about how best to help Lee. Lee has been referred to Oaktree Services. The ERO is concerned about the amount of blood loss and the lack of information that may be needed about wound care. The care plan needs updating. The ERO is recommending that another professionals meeting is held to plan services for this troubled boy. All agencies to complete chronologies and forward to the social worker by January 14th. Elaine Bentley is due to start some social skills work in January. Claire Lawrence will be undertaking a speech and language assessment. Life story work should be on hold. Care plan. Lee Harris to remain a looked after child. Discussions, recommendations. 1. Lee to remain in his present placement. 2. COAS and care plan to be completed based on information from all agencies. 3. Professionals meeting to be chaired by the district to be held on the 20th of January at 12:30 p.m. to include Wayne Bennett, CAMHS manager. Gilly Lucas to provide the CAMHS chronology. 4. LAC education advisor also to attend. 5. ERO to read health information. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.